This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And listen, get involved in the conversation. Head up to the website. There's all kinds of stuff going on up there. People smarter than I are in that room. And, again, if you're having trouble getting on Facebook, we've got other links up. You can watch live. There's a gazillion ways to get to the show. But I want to thank you for being with me today. I do want to thank you for being involved in the conversation as well. So, the let me see. Where was I going to go with this? Hey, look, I never said it was the sharpest knife in the drawer. You know what I'm saying? Oh, yes, here we go. Commemorating our friend, Corey Duncan joining us here in a few minutes. I have another, here's another conspiracy theory. Now, I don't know if this is true. You can find this up on, what is it, sonsoflibertymedia.com. My pieces get picked up all over the place. Sons of Liberty Media is one of them. And earlier I was talking about Bradley Dean and his show, which is the Sons of Liberty Radio on every day. You have to check it out, GCN Live. You get stations and times and all that. Now, Black Lives Matter recently claimed that the attack in France was designed to make people focus on white lives. I'm sorry. You can't, the Black Lives Matter group, okay? There isn't enough crack on the planet that you can smoke, okay, to believe this stuff. There might not even be enough vodka for you to believe this stuff, right? Now, the writer says, I've long been of the opinion that the culture is made up of children. People are so self-absorbed, so ignorant, that they could not come to the right conclusion if the answer was written down for them. Right? Sound familiar? I always say to you guys, you know, it's got to the point now where most people, especially our legislators, they can't find the truth. Again, as I said earlier, interesting. As I said earlier, if you put it in a paper bag, marked the truth and handed it to them, put it right in their hands, they wouldn't know what to do with it. You know, they don't have... Now, we're not saying that they don't have a measure of knowledge. They just don't know what to do with it. Maybe they completely lack the ability to reason. I don't know. I don't know what the answer is. I don't have the answer. I am not the answer man. And yes, everything ends up with them being about race. So Black Lives Matter supporters have claimed the deadly terrorist attack in France was to make people lose attention in their moment and focus on white lives, because I am sure that I couldn't find anybody in that group that was black. What do you think? God, it's just amazing. Can't stand it. This stuff makes me, truly makes me want to throw up. Makes me sick to my stomach. Okay, I've come to the conclusion that what happened in Nice was to make people, this is according to a Black Lives Matter supporter, Nice was to make people lose attention of Black Lives Matter, focus, and unite against us, wrote Twitter user Semsa, who is based in London but says Egypt's the motherland. She has since made her account private. Of course, you do something stupid, you hide it. That's what Dems do. Now, don't pray for Nice. I'm sorry, don't pray for Nice. We are fighting a civil war against whites, says Black, another BLM person. That's Franklin Omar. He's an activist who also say, so let's not pray for dead people. We're not going to pray for any of those people if any of the color than solid black, right? Hey, Franklin, what color black are we talking about? Are we talking about somebody who just subscribed? Look, I'm Sicilian. Sicilian in their DNA are largely Ethiopian. Hello? Anybody home? What is it? Can I identify as black? You married a black man. I know. You don't care. I don't care either. Well, I wouldn't care if you were a black man. We'd have a problem, but... Yeah, well, not because of the color, but yeah, obviously. So Franklin, who's also an activist, he's also out of London, and he says, and he describes himself as a Muslim. So these and others have come to the conclusion that the powers that be have orchestrated the Nice attack. They've murdered 84 people and wounded. I'm not laughing at 84 people dying. I'm laughing at these people who actually had the brains or lack of brains to put this out there. They've murdered 84 people, wounded many more in an effort to detract attention from Black Lives Matter. If this is not the spoiled child demanding to be a center of attention, then I don't know what it is, they said. I agree with that. These people, or peoples, are just out of control in more ways than one. They want to be the center of attention. I do not know what it is. They cannot stand that they are overshadowed by another horrible event. But isn't this very telling about them? About their group, about their people, if you would? Or peoples, depending on how you want to put that out there? Come on, seriously? You wonder why I hate computers. I'll wait for it to come back. It's okay. I got nothing else to do. you know what? I am not. I'd rather hear Donald Trump. You know what do I want to hear Junior for? You want to hear any of our kids talk on our behalf? Okay, I thought so. I'm Joe Messina, your host, just to the real side of GCN Live. Hopefully, we will have our mad black man from Baltimore out of Cleveland coming to us in just a few minutes. We'll be right back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
To a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price. Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything. Refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price until now. In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost. Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. That's realpricesilver.com. Realpricesilver.com. Limit one offer per household. 50 United States only.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
There are a lot of things in life that are hard to swallow, but your minerals don't have to be one of them. CRSupplements.com Liquid Minerals make that easy. The same size that a plant hair root absorbs, CRSupplements.com Liquid Minerals are easy for your body to use, and they are easy for you to add to daily liquid intake. Made in the USA and kosher certified, we offer 21 different minerals that may be lost in food processing or don't exist in foods grown on depleted soils. Choose easy. Get easy to swallow liquid minerals from CRSupplements.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
I'm Jesse Gonzalez, Vice President at Kmart. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States, or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? But you can help. Join me in Kmart for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March Against Fight Premature Birth and Birth Defects and improve the health of moms and babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Did you ever go to school, stupid?
Yes, sir. And I come out the same way.
You get a shiver in the dark. It's raining in the wow, that's an old one. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I really do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And do be part of the conversation, please. No, seriously. I enjoy when you're part of the conversation. Anyway, let's. I want to head right to the phones because I want to have I want to have some fun. Our mad black man from Cleveland tonight is with us live from RNC, and Corey Duncan joins me as he does every week. Corey, thanks for being with me tonight.
Indeed, a pleasure to be speaking to you from the RNC convention.
Well, you know, I love this because you're there. I know what it's like to be at one of those things. There's a lot of activity going on there. And so how are you doing there? I mean, you've been invited to like 107 parties. You know, and don't go to all of them. Dude, they're gonna wipe you out. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, well, you know, they invite me to most of them because I'm African-American. And you know how you white guys are.
Wait, whoa. You're black? Who booked this guy? We don't do that on this show. Don't you know I'm blackophobic or whatever the name is nowadays? I don't even know. I'm sorry. Go ahead. You were saying, sir?
No, but I've been to at least 7 parties, 5 seminars, and I'm like, wow. I mean, it's crazy, but I've been doing a lot of networking. And a friend of mine ran into Carl Rove, and I ran into him, and I was trying to interview him. And he wouldn't let me interview him. He told me, he said he wouldn't talk to me if I interviewed him. And I said, well, okay. I said, well, why? He said, because he works for Fox. And he said, you have to go through Fox to get the interview.
Oh,
with
he's
him.
Full of garbage. I get Fox people on the show.
Exactly. When he told me that, I said, well, you know, I kind of understand, you know, why. Maybe it's just the color of my skin. Because, you know, I mean, but like I told you before, that's why we need to get rid of the hierarchy. Because I think they want African Americans in the RNC or whatever, and most of them are at the grassroots. But it's a hierarchy that's the problem. And like when they had roll call earlier, and they, you know, the all of the states were telling how many votes that they gave. You know, I think Cruz might have got like maybe 2 or 3 of them. But it's just like, you know, it's hilarious how the Ted Cruz people said that they're going to walk out Thursday or whatever. And I'm like, well, if they want to walk out, they walk out. You know, they just be giving up their, you know, take the whole delegation with them if they want. It's Trump all the way, man. And if you were there today, you felt the atmosphere and you just felt the enthusiasm, you know, and there's a lot of people that weren't on board, but they couldn't get on board because they understand that, you know, as I said on my Twitter page, Corey Prentice Duncan on my Twitter page, 905 people that's on there now. And I told them earlier the same thing. This is his time, and this is the person that we need now.
But, if Corey, they're still fighting him. They were fighting him yesterday. I saw some of it today. You saw New York didn't even vote today. They abstained from the vote, or they passed on the vote. I mean, what's really, overall, what's the comments on the floor? What's going on the floor there when it comes to him?
Most of the delegates are on board. What the problem is that group that's against Trump, and they're really trying to push that. But you know, they got drowned out the other day. And I think by tomorrow night, everything will be taken care of or whatever as far as them. I mean, they're gonna get on board because we all at the end of the day we all realize what's before us and what has to happen. And what we cannot allow is Hillary Clinton to get in office. We cannot. I mean, I ran into a couple of Black Lives Matter people. I mean, I think they were the low tier ones because I had a discussion with them and they asked me, they said, well, you're selling your people out. I said, selling my people out how? I said, I'm not selling my people out. I deal with the facts. And when I started laying out the facts to them about how awful, dreadful that Barack Obama is, you know, they kind of were coming around, but the thing with this is that they don't want to be looked at. I think the thing is, though, that they have to, they think that the agenda has been pushed that you have to promote your race or whatever like that. And they have to, I have to go back in history and let them know that they're the ones that made the Ku Klux Klan and a whole lot of other things that, you know, and the way how Lyndon Johnson said, hey, we'll have those ends voting for us for the next 400 years. And you know, you got to look at it. You know, the Republican Party, and it's like this because the Republican Party has allowed the Democrats to take and trounce the party without them saying anything. And you know, everybody just sitting back to get a paycheck, but those days are over with because if you don't hurry up and get this together, Hillary's going to win this. And that's something we definitely do not need. After that speech Pat Smith gave last night, there's no way in the world somebody can vote for her. I don't understand how you could.
Well, yeah, I do, because, you know, Republicans are bad, period. They've been taught since they were babies, Republicans are bad, period. You know, this to me, it's really funny, because I've been watching what's going on in Israel and Palestine, and if you look at it, these Palestinian kids are taught from before they can walk, before they can talk to mommy and daddy, that the Israeli kids are bad, they're evil, they're devils, and the job is to kill them. And they do these little drills in school to show how to kill an Israeli or a Jew. They do this all the time. So they don't know any better. That hate has been instilled in them from when they were a child. So that's a very hard thing to fix.
Exactly, exactly. And it can't be fixed because the hate, because in the black neighborhoods, you know, just like in Baltimore, Detroit, Chicago, it's been told to people that if you don't know how to bounce a ball, if you're not good, then you can't make it out of the ghetto, and you can't do this, or you can't do that, or whatever. But, you know, I always preach to them that, yes, you can. You can do more than that. You can do more. You can do anything that you want to do if you put your mind to it. And don't allow negativity to bring you down on the people that's in your race. Because, like I told you before, most of white people that I've had have always helped me to get to anything that I want to achieve. It's my own race that brings me down. They're the biggest haters. And, you know, I listened to a Radio 1 show this morning, and I was just like, you know, I just can't understand how the liberal media allows us, and I posted on my Twitter page, how they keep allowing that the TV shows, and, you know, I even listened to a Fox station the other night, and they were trying to Trump, and I'm like, okay, what happened to fair and balance? And she took and blocked me.
Oh, that happens all the time.
I want to say the Fox station it was.
It was a what station?
I won't say it was Fox
station. Oh, it was a Fox station. Okay.
But the Fox station was from D.C., Washington, D.C., and I'm like, wow, you know, and a lot of the reporters I know personally. And I'm like, wow, I mean, they're the biggest liberals. And I'm like, okay, so what are you saying is radio is for the conservative party and the television is for the liberals. And that's the way it's starting to seem. And, you know, just like they're talking about Melania and her speech or whatever. And I'm like, well, okay, well, let's go back to when Barack took words from the governor's speech. I think it was the governor of New Hampshire or whatever. He took from his speech.
Hey, Corey, you got to hold that. We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side. Our mad black man from Cleveland is with us tonight, Corey Duncan, but it's always a joy having him. We'll be back in just a couple minutes. Don't go away. You there? Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show here. Did you miss the Affordable Care Act enrollment deadline? Can't bring yourself to sign up for a health care plan that's inadequate, restrictive, or just plain bad? Before you get tagged with all those penalties that go along with not having health care, get in touch with my friends at Liberty Health Share. That's right, the people at Liberty Health Share have plans that will work for you, and you can sign up at any time during the year. Liberty Health Share plans also give control of your plan back to you. That's right, you will again have the freedom to choose what's right for you and your family. Plans are available for individuals and family members, not including the dog. Even if you already have enrolled in a health care plan, it's not too late. Memberships in Liberty Health Share plans can replace what you have now and allow you to go to any hospital and any doctor you choose. You don't believe me? Call them at 855-585-4237. Find out about their contract-free plans. Now, don't wait. Do it now. Let me finish first, though. Get informed or visit libertyhealthshare.org. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
The investment world isn't fair. A precious metals trader buys gold and silver at spot price. You pay his price plus fees, costs, and shipping. But today, you don't. Today, JM Bullion offers a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, no markups, no shipping. Invest in something real, not Wall Street paper. 10 ounces of silver at spot price. Visit realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. One per household, 50 United States only. realpricesilver.com.
Lead non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
There are a lot of things in life that are hard to swallow, but your minerals don't have to be one of them. CRSupplements.com liquid minerals make that easy. The same size the plant hair root absorbs, CRSupplements.com liquid minerals are easy for your body to use, and they are easy for you to add to daily liquid intake. Made in the USA and kosher certified, we offer 21 different minerals that may be lost in food processing or don't exist in foods grown on depleted soils. Choose easy. Get easy to swallow liquid minerals from CRSupplements.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of the lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Please answer the question.
Hey, we gotta go back in.
Okay.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. I really do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. And I really do mean that sincerely. I really do appreciate the time that you're with me. Anyway, I want to get right back to him because, A, I don't want to waste his time, and B, I always have a good time when he's on the show with me. Our mad black man from Cleveland tonight. Boy, you get around, buddy. Corey Duncan joins us as he does every week to give his perspective. Now, you know that you really understand that people don't believe that you're real because you're a conservative black man. And there are no conservative. Anybody who's conservative who happens to be any other color other than white can't be real. What makes you a conservative? Why did you become a conservative?
I became a conservative because I woke up to the fact that, you know, I didn't want government to take care of me. I didn't want to go along with the flock or whatever. And to be something else, you have to be a non-follower. And I've never been a follower or anything. I go off of my own, I go off my own research. And my whole thing is once they get the chance to talk to me, then they call me Uncle Tom. And that's all right, too. I don't have a problem with that. And I asked them, well, okay, so if I'm an Uncle Tom, then, I guess if Barack Obama tells you to, let's all hold hands and walk into the chopping lane, I guess we're all supposed to do that. So, you have to, sometimes you have to, like I put on my Twitter page about somebody came at me, disrespectful the other day. And how you handle things like that is you take and you rise up above things like that and you treat them with kindness. Or whatever, and that straightens out the whole situation because why people do things like that is because they try to get a reaction out of you. And you're not going to get a reaction out of me when I know that I'm dealing with the facts and dealing with the truth. Once you deal with the facts and the truth, you don't even have to discuss, that's why I never, ever wind up getting into stupid, petty arguments with people about things that I know that I know you don't know anything about it, so I'll try to educate you. And if you don't want to be educated, there's nothing I can do about that.
Yeah, you're right. You're exactly right. I tell people all the time, tune in and listen. Whether you like me or not has nothing to do with anything. What it has to do with is you getting information on, quote-unquote, the other side. Find out how I think. Find out how the people I bring on think so you can at least have intelligent conversations instead of thinking that you already think you know how we're going to approach something, how we think about things. You're just so wrong, which makes it so hard for us. Anyhow, you know what I'm saying?
Well, see, the thing of it is that you can't be afraid In this world today, everybody is about something being trendy. Everyone is about following. If you don't follow the flock, then you're weird or you're crazy or whatever. And see, the thing with it is, you have to think for yourself. You can't let anyone persuade you to do something stupid or to think or to follow the flock when the flock is wrong to begin with anyway. And see, that's the old street cliche. If all of you guys run this way, I'm gonna run this way because I'm not gonna run the way you guys gonna run. I'm gonna run this way. You never run the same way that somebody else runs. But you know, to make a long story short about it, it's just that everyone has this thought process now is that the races are playing off against each other. And you have to understand why the races are being played off against each other because Barack Obama is the biggest fire starter in the world. He starts a fire, then he runs away, and then he comes back with the fire department, and he claims that he don't know who started it or this or that or that or this. So it's a playing game, and he's good at it. I told you he's the master manipulator.
Yeah, it was really funny because there's many... Every time he comes out and gives a speech about gun control, gun sales go through the roof. So I was telling Tammy, I said, we should, the heck with the marijuana stores, we should have bought gun stores when he became president. We'd be multi-billionaires right now with the way this guy, you wouldn't even have to have a sales team. He does it all for you. You know what I'm saying?
With the
government truly working for you. You know what I'm saying?
But see, that's always been the master plan anyway, is to have a federal police force. And it's coming to pass, and I spoke of this 10 years ago at a seminar, the same thing, that the government, no one wants to hear about when I start talking about world government because, you know, they think it's a conspiracy, but it's not a conspiracy. You stand back and you start looking at things in the box and looking at the outside of the box, they rub it in your face every day. You know, they got vehicles here, and then they start talking about this global terrorism and fight global terrorism. And the thing of it is, they want to fight global terrorism, but they want to do it with outside UN troops to bring into the country. And that's what the master plan is. Anybody that's ever dealt with COG, like myself, continuity government program, it states that in there to a degree that if they need help from the UN, and that's why they won't get out of things like UN or NATO, because when they want to bring it in, that's all a part of the world government system. Or whatever. That's a part of the security system, not the monetary system.
Right. You know, while you're there in Cleveland, I don't know if you heard, but another officer was found not guilty in Baltimore. Were you surprised to hear that? I mean, come on, one of them has got to be guilty, right?
Okay. So you guys need to tune into my Twitter page sometime. I put on that the other day. Actually, I had on my Facebook page, Corey Perez Duncan on Facebook. Strike one, strike two, strike three, strike four. I said, you know, Marilyn, you're not doing very well, and you're over four now. And you know, maybe you need to think about choosing another avenue because you know. And even the governor came out today and said, well, you know, maybe she needs to just drop the charges against all of them because she's doing a horrible job. But guess what? The mayor came out and made a statement and said even if he does, he has to go up before a review board, the Lieutenant Wright that just got off, and they want him to go up before a board. So they're still trying. They're still out of blood.
Even though he's been found not guilty, want him to go in front of a police review board?
Yeah, because that's not good enough. That's not good enough for her. And see, my thing with it is, think about this. Let's reverse this. If this was a liberal and it was a conservative city and they went after, oh, it would be racism, this race card stuff, and I'm like, really? What happened was Judge Williams backfired on him. They thought if we get a black judge, he's going to see what's going on. But this man turned out to be exactly who he was. He plays it straight down the line, and he tells it like it is. And if you don't have enough to try anybody, and you notice all of the officers are not going to a jury trial, they're going to him. And now it's backfired on him. It backfired on Miss Mosby.
That's great. Are you familiar with Judge? Have you heard about this Judge before?
I know an attorney that dealt with him a lot, and he said the same thing. When I was telling him, I said, oh, man, this is going to go down the drain, this and that. And he looked at me, he said, no, it isn't. He said it's going to backfire on him because Judge Williams is not a racist, and Judge Williams is more moderate than he is conservative or liberal, and he plays it straight down the line. He doesn't play the race card, and that's what backfired on him. And it serves her right, and she should be disbarred. She should be.
Yeah, it is just interesting again when you see what was going on there. But what I don't understand is, I do understand, I guess. I'm going to say I do not understand why the people are upset with this. They didn't get the justice they were looking for, and it isn't the fault of the cops. I mean, the people running that city, the people running the police departments, the people that administer the services of that city are the ones who are at fault here. But they'll vote every one of them back in again, won't they?
Well, see, the thing of it is like I said before, when, you know, liberals are like little kids. When they can't get their way, they want to, you know, they want to throw tantrums and this and that. Because if it was the other way around and it was the police department or whoever the conservatives that was doing it, then would have been something said about it. You know, we need to stop playing this game, and that's why I'm hoping and praying that Donald Trump does not play this game with Hillary, this tick for tack and this and that. You know, they're going after Melania about the speech, and I'm like, really? I was like, you know, really, Barack Obama, every politician takes something from another politician's speech. That's how things operate in a political world. I mean, it's not a lot that you can say to a lot of Americans that like the ones that put Barack Obama in office because they're ignorant. I mean, you can't. There's a lot of things you can't say.
We gotta,
you can't be patient.
We got to go for a break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to Corey Duncan on the Real Side here at GCN Live. We'll be back in just a couple minutes. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So did you hear about another Kansas City cop was shot today?
Armor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Why would you go anywhere else? Katie offers rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. And now introducing trauma pads. Go to KatieArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KatieArmor.com. That's CatiArmor.com. Comment. Take it.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9859. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9859. Call 1-800-958-9859. 1-800-958-9859.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
I don't know.
No comment.
We are back. We will be in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Corey Duncan joins me, as he does every week, and I do appreciate the time he spends with me. Tonight, he is our mad black man from Cleveland. Corey, man, you're right in the thick of it.
Yeah, I am. Well, once again, thank you for having me on the show. It's very exciting, and it was very exciting tonight because, I mean, it was just, I guess the word I can really say it was very explosive to be on the floor because you can feel the enthusiasm and everyone, I mean, it's just like everyone understands what's before us and what has to happen. And,
don't say everyone because there are some that you could see in their faces. They're not very happy about who our nominee is still.
Well, really, my thing of it is that, you know, you're not going to sit up and change the rules when the rules don't apply to what you're trying to do or whatever. Donald Trump is, like I said before, and I hate to be kind of biased, because he is the man that I'm voting for, that I support, or whatever. But he is what this country needs right now. We don't need a Ted Cruz that's already brought off by Goldman Sachs. We have enough establishment, and that's what we thought. That's what people thought it was getting when Barack Obama came to office. They wasn't gonna get an established politician that with the Beltway crowd. Or the people on K Street to be swayed by the public interest or whatever like that. But we wound up getting something worse. and we got something worse as a race baiter and trying to turn, every point he's trying to take and apologize for things or whatever. And he, you know, it, the man's horrible. He is horrible. And I cannot wait. I cannot wait till him and his mooching wife get out of the White House.
You know, it's really funny because I'm watching all these pictures, and please don't take this the wrong way, people, but you guys started this, all right? So I'm watching all these pictures come across Facebook and other places on the interweb, and what they're doing is they're showing pictures of Melania when she, I guess, posed naked and half naked and clothes that she might as well be naked in, and, you know, they're doing, is this really what you want for a first lady? And I'm thinking to myself, all right, so people make mistakes in their younger years, or they do things that aren't quite right, if you would, or whatever the reason is behind it. You know, how come they didn't have that same kind of thing with the president and Mrs. Obama? They didn't bring any of that stuff up. You know, in one of her first speeches or appearances before he became president, she was saying, "For the first time in my life, I'm proud to be an American." Why? Because they might nominate your husband. What a piece of work that is. That's number one. Number two is, and Michelle Obama's best day, with her most expensive clothes on, she doesn't look anything. She doesn't look diplomatic, presidential, or whatever, or first lady-ish, as much as Melania Trump looks.
Oh, okay, well,
in her morning clothes. Okay,
I'll make a quick comment about that.
Please do.
My first impression is that I'm trying to be politically correct because I'm on your show.
Don't be politically correct. Just don't use a word that'll have them pull the plug.
Barack Obama is a homosexual. I'm sorry, and she's the man and he's the woman. My thing for this is this: Barack Obama has the audacity. He's been a race baiter forever. He's flat out racist, and he's not. And I'm tired of hearing the liberal media say he's black. He's not black. He's Kenyan. Because a man of color is what he is does not mean he's black. Michelle Obama is a ghetto sister from the hood. It would be like putting Beyonce in the White House or whatever. She has no class. Melania, she couldn't hold a candle to Melania. She couldn't hold a candle to her. And they tried to trash her. And I found it. He took part of the Massachusetts governor, Patrick. Campaign, and he took half of his, but they don't. See, I'm tired and I'm sick of hearing about from the liberal media everything about Donald Trump. But when it came to saying something about Barack Obama, you guys had nothing to say. Why? Because he's a man of color, and if you say anything about him, you'll be categorized as being racist. I'm sick of this. And if I say something, it's like, oh, well, he's sucking up to him or this or that or that or this. I'm like, look, yeah, I'm sucking up to him. Just like you sucking up to him. And I'm sick and tired of hearing, playing this spitballing or whatever. And I had to use a term that Rush Limbaugh uses, the drive-by media, because that's exactly who they are, the drive-by media. Stop spitballing and stop hiding. You know, one thing I can't stand is a coward. If you got something to say, say it, and then we can converse about it, and I can take and give my facts and you give your facts. That's an educated discussion or whatever, not just spitballing. They can say stuff about her, and they can say things about Trump family. I put on my Twitter page today. Why do so many people, especially that Radio 1 community, that wants to sit up and throw stones? And I'm like, really, Barack Obama? Really? Do you want to talk about somebody that's unfit to be president and a woman that's unfit to be the first lady? She is as ghetto as you can get. Sorry.
No. Better you than me. You know what I'm saying? And if you've got an email, you want to get a hold of Corey, you can. What's his Twitter handle?
That's right.
What's your Twitter?
Let it fly.
Yeah, what's your Twitter handle? Tell him.
My Twitter handle is Corey Prez Duncan on Twitter. Corey Prez Duncan on Facebook. You hit me up. I had a couple of discussions today on Twitter with the people, and they were like, well, this is that, and this. I was like, okay, so let me ask you a question. Let me roll out all of the things that's wrong with Barack Obama, and let's see if, well, it was Bush's fault. And no, you can't blame Bush no more. 8 years, see, that's the ignorant voter. The ignorant voter. Let's deal with who he is and his record right now. not what Bush did, not what you're talking about, Trump. Trump is just running for office, right, like Hillary is. But Donald Trump he doesn't have a record. So Hillary Clinton has a record of lying, cheating, murder, and everything else. And this is like we're supposed to forget it.
Yeah, I hear you. I don't disagree with you. I hear you. But again, I just talked about this last week. When I say anything about the black, you and I talked about this too. When I say anything about the black community, black men, black females, I get crucified. And then on top of that, if I turn around and I say anything about the president and how he looks and how he carries himself, you know, there's almost, and I don't want to call it a swagger, but he almost has a walk that I'm too good for you and anybody else. And I can't stand it. There is no humility. I have yet to see any humility in that man.
No. What the situation is that he knows. I told you before. He's a master manipulator. And he's a person that knows how to start. He's what we call you know what starter, and he knows how to start it, go away, and then come back and try to play the hero or whatever like that. And you know what my thing of it is that why is it okay? And I can't understand. I can't really understand how white people vote for Hillary Clinton, because my thing is Hillary Clinton doesn't care about white people or black people. She's who she is. She's a world government woman and stuff. And what I say that is that look at some of the rhetoric that comes out of her mouth, and she looks like she's just sinister or whatever. And I mean, with Barack Obama, when you say he acts the way he acts, that's because psychologically, he's a narcissist, and a narcissist is a person that they're only concerned about one thing, their self and their mind and the thoughts that they have, and you are supposed to follow what they say no matter what they do, and that's exactly who he is. And that's why I say you have to be careful with people like him and understand that the power he has, he can twirl it and do anything he want to do with it. And it's really even nasty when you have somebody that's a socialist and he's more pro-Muslim than he is anything. And that's why we can't get anything done. It's not about Donald Trump wanting to close the border and if there's Sharia law. Well, we have to get down to the grassroots of why all of this got started. And it all started when this man came into office.
Yeah, and again, it was funny. I think I was telling you or somebody else the other night that I was at a local big box store. There was a young white guy at the cash register, and I wore a shirt, the ONG 2012 shirt, you know, Obama Must Go. The bottom line with it, though, is when he felt comfortable to say something, he said, look, his parents, who are Democrats, I'm assuming they're white because he's white, they were very disappointed with Mr. Obama and his inability to pull the country together, and actually were upset that he's made race even worse or race relations even worse in this country. So I'm seeing some of the Democrats wake up to this, and I think they're the party, the Democratic Party, are in a world of hurt. Now, my Republicans don't agree with me, but I do. Hey, Corey, you got to be safe there. Don't be stupid, and then tell people we're up against it. So tell people, not that you would be stupid, but you know what I mean. There's a lot of, lot of high tension there the other day and even today in some of the pictures I'm seeing. So tell people how they can communicate with you.
Oh, you can reach me at Corey Perez Duncan on Facebook or Twitter. And I'd like to thank all of my friends and family on Twitter and Facebook. We're doing very well. We haven't ran into any situations or whatever. But my thing of it is that you have to, my mother always said, empty cans make the most noise, and sometimes you have to step over trash and not on trash. So there it is, Black Lives Matter.
I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time. Corey, thanks for being with me tonight. You look him up, like you said. We will be back later, but another few minutes. Don't go far. Got a lot more I want to talk about. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live.